Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
I had to leave town, but I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Yeah, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
It's a perfect song for our next conversation dealing with cowboys and couture. Welcome into this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. It's 8:39, 34 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in those who are listening to us on the radio, the app, and online.
And good morning to those of you who are watching us. That's on CN2 or social media.
Palmetto Mornings, we are your home for news, talk, sports, and fun. We have members of the Anne Springs Close Greenway joining us here. That role is held strong by Elizabeth Bowers. Good morning to you, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
And Elizabeth has brought a friend, Britton Buse. And Britton is one of the OGs, the founder, creator of the Greenway Ladies Guild. And good morning to you, Britton.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, take
morning.
Us back into the time machine. I've heard so much about the Ladies Guild over our time here, but didn't really know the history behind it.
Years ago, I was invited to a dinner at the White Homestead, and at the time, Denise Cubbage was the director, and we were sitting there watching the video of Miss Close and getting the history, and I was a new transient to the area. And coming from South Florida, I had been part of the philanthropy around and just looking for different ways to fundraise, because it seemed like there was a lack there here of raising just substantial money for such a vital part of our community. So we talked about doing a gala, but they didn't have the volunteer force. So we worked backwards and created the Ladies Guild. And at first it was just going to be called the Ladies Group or the Ladies League, like Junior League, which I was part of, which is a great, great philanthropic group. But Mrs. Close said, I want it to be called the Guild, because guild implies work. And these ladies have worked so hard for the past 10 years to make this an event that sells out, an event that raises a great deal of money for the Greenway.
And the event we're talking about is the Cowboys and Couture event. Again, it benefits the Anne Springs Close Greenway. Now, Elizabeth, how important is an event like this and several others throughout the year to the success of the Greenway?
Well, Britton is right. It all started in the White Homestead and a conversation about how the Greenway was really going to be sustainable in the long term. And we were there fundraising that night. And she pointed out that we really needed to find ways to bring people in every year in a really major way. And the fundraising events have just taken off. It started with the Green Gala, but of course now we have the Taste of Fort Mill, the Boil and Brew, and those have become vital annual fundraising opportunities for the Greenway. And we're a mix. We rely on membership, we rely on daily admissions, and we rely on those private donations. And that's really where we see these events play a role. Corporate partnerships, the people that come to support this event every year. It amazes me that it always sells out and has just been so well received by the community. But it would not be something the Greenway could do without the support of the Ladies Guild. And so I'm so appreciative every year of these women and the time and talents that they bring to the table, because Miss Close said it best. She said this group was about doing something and being part of something important, and they've certainly lived up to that.
Well, and I think what's so great about the Guild as well is that it's kind of an education piece. You said it best, and this is part of your story, that yes, while we have all of the people who have lived and grown up in Fort Mill, you have so many new people coming, and it is such a vital piece. But Fort Mill is now so spread out that you might not know about it if you're not able to come and actually experience the Greenway. And that's what's so great about it as well, is that you're bringing people in and then you catch them.
Yes. That's always the hard part, right? Just getting them there. And then they love it. They fall in love with our mission. They bring their families. They enjoy it. And I think it's easy to find your place. You know, we have a little bit of something for everybody. So
I love that Miss Close said, no, it's going to be called the Guild because we work. And that is someone who rolled up her sleeves.
She was a worker.
And worked out there despite too. Of her last name. She was like, I want my work ethic to stand alone from the name. Britton, what are some examples of some of the projects you all do tackle as part of the Ladies Guild?
So in the beginning, we took the proceeds from the gala and we put it towards the Bridge program, which sends kids to camp free of charge. And we pushed all of our efforts into that. But as we've grown, the 10 years that we've been here, we've diversified. We do exceptional equestrian. We volunteer on the Greenway with pickup, trash pickup. And our newest installation is the JAG, the Junior Ambassadors of the Greenway. So we're teaching our daughters and eventually our sons how to also be in leadership roles and to give back to the community that you live in.
We've got teenagers, middle schoolers, and that sounds like a great program. We were just touting the other day how important these leadership skills are. Mm-hmm. Having, you know, book smart, that's fantastic.
Right.
But boy, those leadership skills will take you even further in life. Do you all meet like once a month? How do ladies get involved if this is something that's speaking to them?
We have quarterly meetings, but we also have a lot of socials. We have a wonderful woman, Gwen Edwards, who is our social director right now, and she has planned so many fun things for us to get together and experience Fort Mill as a whole, but then giving back into the Greenway. But they can look online at the website for
we do an annual recruitment event, which is getting ready to come up again this spring. So we always encourage people to inquire through our website. If you know somebody in the guild, reach out and let them know that you might be interested in it. We try to take good care of our new members and bring them in all together so that they really have an opportunity to get to know one another and to get to know the Greenway. You know, a lot of these folks are new to Fort Mill. It's a mix. It's certainly kind of that old folks who have been here longer, and then a lot of new people. So it's fun to bring them in as well.
Do you have to live in Fort Mill to be a part?
No, no, no. We hope you're a member of the Greenway already, but certainly it's anyone that wants to donate their time.
The Green Gala is this year, Cowboys and Couture. It's going to benefit the Anne Springs Close Greenway. It's on March the 1st there at the Dairy Barn. Limited tickets at this point, right?
Yes.
So folks need to act fast.
We have a new seated dinner, and Brad Panovich is our host. So everyone should go online and buy tickets and come see Brad and hear about all the awesome things that we have going on at the Greenway and how you can support them. You know, I think this year especially, we've seen a lot of how weather impacts our area in particular. And the Greenway is a buffer. If nothing else, it is a buffer to urban encroachment. And all of the water that has surged during these storms, it has to have somewhere to go. And that's, you see that on the Greenway. You see that through our bridge collapse that happened early last year. You know, we're building two new bridges this year to the tune of over $1 million. You know, these are major capital projects and we need public support.
Well, as you mentioned, this gala is a fundraiser for the Greenway. And I know we've had multiple conversations. Some folks might just say, well, it's green space, just kind of let it grow. But you do have to maintain it. You have to keep those trails clean if you want folks to.
And safe.
Yeah, exactly. If you want them to use it. So while, yes, you do kind of let Mother Nature spread her wings, but there needs to be a little grooming that continues.
Yes. The vision for our space is not just a nature preserve where you would just never go and visit and it would just stay and remain natural and untouched. Ours is more of a mix. We want people to come and recreate within our conserved space and appreciate green space in a way that they can't as easily anymore. So it's a balance. And we certainly, there's a lot of maintenance that goes on with 40 plus miles of trail, the five lakes and ponds that we have, the dog animals. Park, yeah. The children's farm. We have over 80 animals that we've added to the children's farm in the last year. So, you know, every new amenity that we add, it brings more people to our landscape, which is wonderful. But it's just that much more to maintain and make sure we're doing a good job of stewarding this resource.
And then all the programming, I know I missed it. My children are a little older, but we missed the preschool, and it's an all-weather, all-day preschool outside, which is fascinating and amazing to get the kids out in.
Yes. So many unseen programs that happen every day. Hundreds of children that are on property every single day, after school, preschool, appreciating, you know, just being outside and learning how to play outdoors again.
I continue to say it every time I go to the Greenway. Every single time, I always discover something new. I didn't know this was here. Mm-hmm. There's a trail here. This is also part of the Greenway. It's like it's always changing. Yes. It's remarkable. Well, we are lucky to have this green space here. We're lucky to have the programs here. But as you've just heard, it takes time and money. And we appreciate the Greenway Ladies Guild for rolling up their sleeves and getting dirty, but yet cleaning up at the end of the night to look good in their couture with their cowboys.
And their cowboy boots.
That's right. Spurs and sparkles are welcome is what the tagline for the poster says. Well, go ahead, reach out if you want tickets. It's March the 1st there at the Dairy Barn. You can learn more about the Greenway, more about the Ladies Guild at this event, and just reach out to them if you've got some more questions and follow up with them. Elizabeth, great catching up with you. And Britton, thank you again so much for seeing the need in the community and, again, following Mrs. Close's motto of just getting in there and working and looking good at the end of the day.
Thank you.